It is the Friday show. It's Neil Atkinson. And in front of me, I've got the intrepid and adventurers that are most Stuart, Phil Blundell, and especially Jim Johnson. Jim was great at the start of this season.
was he? Are you sure?
And now, though, Mo, now you've never seen the likes in your life.
The silver fox has arrived.
We have.
never seen a fox silverer. We have Anshaw and Alan Wares on the FA Cup to come, and we've got Robbie Scotcher on what we will in inverted commas call the league. But there's no missing about it. We are first and foremost absolutely clattering into Arsenal, and not unlike you, Jim, of a sudden it's a football team that looks a little bit tired. I'm not having the bottling nonsense. I'm not having all the other bits and pieces. I thought it at Anfield. I thought it against West Ham. I think it's interesting that they start both games really fast, because that's what a manager does when he's not sure what the fitness of his players is or where they're going to be. They were looking to get it put to bed on both occasions as much as humanly possible. They looked tired to me all of a sudden.
Yeah, well, I think if we go back to Anfield first and we say that, let's get that out of the way. It was a point, and a point against the most difficult place in Europe to go and get a result. I think on the run-in is fine. It was a big traffic light in the course of our fixture list. And, Arsenal-Liverpool games always are just extraordinary. They seldom disappoint, and that was another one of those things. I managed to get myself as far away from Anfield on the day as possible, and watched the game in the south of France, and I think that was kind of done partly because the last 5 or 6 times I've been to Arsenal and Liverpool at Anfield, we've shipped about 18 goals, so I thought that was a good thing. And with my two boys watching it at 2-0 after about 20 minutes, we were like, okay. And they were both looking at me and said, why are you standing up with your arms folded while we're sitting here relaxed? I said, because this is Anfield, boys, and this is different gravy. And of course, what happened. We still could have won the game. If Martinelli's pass might have gone in, but I want to just focus a little bit on Bukayo Saka,